We're up to Perek Asiri, the 10th chapter of Hilchas Tefillah, Daf Chav Gimel, page 23 in the standard Rambams. Halach Aleph, Mishas Palol Blo Kivinus Libo Yachsevi Spalol Blo Kavana. Someone prayed and did not concentrate. He should pray again with concentration. Kivinus Libo Blo Bracha Rishona Shuvin Etzarach. If he concentrated at least for the first blessing, he doesn't subsequently have to concentrate. He should, but it's not critical. If you made a mistake in one of the first three blessings, you go back to the beginning, because they're all considered like one long blessing. If you made a mistake in one of the last three blessings, you should go back to the avoda. That's the ritzei, the first of the three final blessings, because the last three are also considered like one unit. If you made a mistake in one of the 13 middle blessings, he goes to the beginning of the blessing in which he made the mistake. And then he completes his prayers in order. Similarly, the leader of the service made an error when he was praying out loud. In this manner, he returns. If the reader made an error when he was praying silently, and the Rambam says, I say, he does not have to pray a second time. When they talk tzibur, because of the bother to the congregation, they'd all have to wait for him to pray silently a second time, and then the third time repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. He can depend upon the prayer that he's praying out loud, and that with that he will fulfill his personal obligation as well. Provided he didn't make a mistake in the first three blessings, if he made a mistake in the first three, he always goes back just like an individual. The Kesef Mishnah quotes a Torah with a different version of the Rambam that does not make a distinction between the first three blessings in his private prayer. Rather, the Torah's version is that in Tov also she's followed by Kol Ram Chozel Olam Kama Yochid. That if you made a mistake in the prayer that he's saying out loud, then he always has to return, just like an individual has to return. So in this version, there's no difference between the first three or the other 16 or in the silent prayer that precedes the Chazar Sashatz. Halacha Gimel, Shliach Tzibur Shetov Nivhav L'Yodameich and Yaskil, the leader of the service who made a mistake. And he's mixed up. He doesn't know where to begin from. V'shah, shah, and he waited for a time. Yamadach HaTachtov, you should have somebody else in his place. And Tov V'Birchas HaPikarsin, if he made a mistake in the blessing which condemns the heretics, Ein Mamtinen Lo, you do not wait for him. V'miyad Yamadach HaTachtov, immediately someone should take his place. Maybe he has become a heretic and therefore he doesn't want to say that blessing. It's not really that he got mixed up, but he is hesitating to say something that condemns himself. That's provided that he didn't begin. But if he did make a beginning to it, so we know that he's committed to saying it, he just got mixed up like in any other blessing, so you wait for him a time. Literally, shah means an hour. The second person should not be hesitant at that time. He should have called upon. Ordinarily, he's supposed to hesitate, but in such a case where the first person made a mistake, the second person should go up immediately when asked. Halacha Dalet, Umehechen Humaskel, where does the second person, the replacement, begin from? If Chedas Bracha Shetaba Rishon, from the beginning of the blessing in which the first person made a mistake. If he made a mistake in one of the middle blessings, Avlum Tavachsmin Hashalosh Rishonos, but if you made a mistake in one of the first three blessings, Maskel Hasheni Min HaRosh, so the second person begins from the beginning of the whole Shemoneh Esrei. M'tov Bachsman Achronos, if you made a mistake in one of the three last blessings, Yaskel Hasheni Min Avodah, so the second person, the replacement, has to start from Avodah, from the Ritzei. Hey, Omrei Niyod Lepnei Atevim, Lepnei Shebigdi Tzavuim, Shebogodai Tzavuim, Achulavenim Lo Yavar Bosa Tfilah. Someone says, I'm not going to lead the service because I'm wearing colored clothing. You shouldn't go even with white clothing, because that was a sign of the heretics that they didn't want to use colored clothing. So in that prayer, he shouldn't go even with white clothing. Amar, if he said, sandal, I'm not going because I'm wearing a shoe or a sandal. If Yachav lo yavar, he shouldn't go even barefoot, because it's a sign that he is a heretic. The Ravid says, Anu emre mepnei chashash minus, v'lo bo setfilo, v'lo betfilo acheres. The Ravid says, I say that this is because of a danger of heresy, therefore he shouldn't go not only in that prayer, but in another prayer. Once he's demonstrated that he's a heretic, you shouldn't be allowed to lead the service in any other prayer as well. Because the Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that, well, there's no proof that the man is a heretic. There's just something slightly suspicious, so that time you don't let him. But you don't condemn him and never let him go in the future. There's no proof that he's a heretic. That would be too strict. Vav, Mishnah stopak lo mispalel, lo mispalel. If someone is in doubt whether he prayed or not, in a chosim mispalel, he does not repeat the Shemona Esrei. Can mispalel tfilazu al das shehi nedava? Unless when he prays the second prayer, he has in mind that this is a voluntary prayer. Shemrasi yachal mispalel kol yom tfilas nedava mispalel. For if an individual wants to pray all day long with voluntary prayers, he may do so. Misha yomid b'tfilah v'niska shekfar yispalel posuk b'tfilah b'emtzah bracha. If you're in the middle of prayer and you remembered that you already prayed, you stop even in the middle of the blessing. Because when you started the Shemoneh Esrei, you had in mind as a voluntary, as a mandatory prayer. So you can't switch in the middle and make it voluntary. So it's too late. You have to just stop in the middle. Maisat filas arvis, it was the evening prayer. In a posuk, he doesn't have to stop. Shlos palalos mitchila ela aldash sheinachova. Because when he prayed in the first place, he didn't pray as a mandatory prayer, since the evening prayer is only voluntary. So now that he remembered that he prayed already, the second one is a nedava, since in the first place was sort of voluntary. The rabbi argues and he says, "Ein kanachas ruach, this is not good, this is not right." He holds that since now the evening prayer is mandatory, that you can't say that it's considered sort of voluntary, and therefore if you made a mistake and you're repeating it twice, it's considered a voluntary prayer and it's permitted. One could say that the Rambam simply doesn't hold this way. The Rambam holds that even though it has become optional, that it still retains its voluntary nature insofar as this case goes. Halacha Zayin. Mi shetov yispalel shelchol b'Shabbos lo yotza. If someone prayed the weekday prayer on Shabbos, he doesn't fulfill his obligation because he didn't mention Shabbos in it. If in the middle of the weekday Shemoneh Esrei he remembered that it was Shabbos, he should finish the blessing that he's saying, and then continue with the Shabbos prayer. When do we say that he should complete the weekday blessing that he finds himself in the middle of? By the evening, morning, or afternoon prayer. By Musaf, he should stop even in the middle of the blessing, since there is no Musaf in the weekdays. Another law, in Hishlam Tefillah Shel Chol Adash Musaf, Chozim Mispalel Musaf. If he prayed the weekday prayer, meaning that it should count for the Musaf, he doesn't fulfill his obligation, and he would have to pray Musaf again. This would apply whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh. You cannot fulfill the Musaf obligation with a regular prayer. If in the rainy season you did not say in your prayer who causes the rain to fall, nor who causes the dew to fall, he must go back to the beginning of the prayer, of the Shemoneh Esrei, that is. If he mentioned at least dew, he does not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If he made a mistake in the summer season when it's not supposed to rain, and he did say who makes the rain fall, he must go back to the beginning. If he didn't mention dew in the summer, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Because the dew is never withheld and does not really have to be asked for in the first place. Halacha Tes. If someone forgot to ask for rain in the blessing of the year, the blessing which we pray for a good year, in Nizkar, Kodim Shemei Tefillah, if he remembered before saying Shemei Tefillah, Shol Sakshama Shemei Tefillah, then he asks for rain in the Shemei Tefillah prayer. If he already said the Shemei Tefillah, he goes back to the blessing of the year. Since he already finished Shemei Tefillah, he didn't say it there, he goes back to the original place. If he didn't remember till he finished his entire prayer, he goes all the way back to the beginning. He prays a second time. The Kesef Mishnah brings a Yerushalmi that says he doesn't have to go back to Birchas Hashanim. He can go back to Shemei Tefillah, even if he made a mistake in his past Shemei Tefillah. But he says the Rambam doesn't hold that way. He holds that our Gemara argues in that Yerushalmi. Halacha Yud. Tavla Hiska Yalav Yavo. If you made a mistake and didn't say the special prayer Yalav Yavo, in Niska Kodim Shiashlim Tfilasa Chozal Avodah Masker. If you remembered before finishing the prayer, he goes back to the Avodah, to the blessing of Ritzay, and he mentions it. Niska Akashishim Tfilasa Chozal Rosh. If he remembers after completing his prayer, he goes back to the beginning. He was in the habit of saying supplicatory prayers after his prayer, And he remembers after completing the prayer, Kodem Shakaraglo, before he moves his feet back, he's still in the middle of the supplicatory prayers, Chalzalavod, he returns to the blessing of Ritzei. Yudalev, the Medvim Amurim, when does this law of Yalav Yavu apply? Either the Cholamoid, the intermediate days of the festival, or the morning and afternoon of the new moon, the Rosh Chodesh. If you forgot Yalav Yavo on the evening of Rosh Chodesh, since the moon was not announced in any case in the evening, you would not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Any place that if an individual makes a mistake, he would have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, Shliach Tzibur Chozer Mispalel, the leader of the service, the Shliach Tzibur, would also do the same. In Tarkamoso, Beishim Mispalel B'Korom, if you made the same type of error while praying out loud. Chutz Mishachach of Rosh Chodesh, with the exception of the morning service of Rosh Chodesh. Shem Shachach Shliach Tzibur V'Lehizki Yalav Yavo, at Sheishlim Tfilaso, if the reader forgot and did not mention Yalav Yavo until he completed the entire prayer, in Machzir Noso, Mepnei Terech Tzibur, you do not repeat it because of the bother to the congregation. Since he's going to say Musaf anyway, Shemaskev Rosh Chodesh, and he's going to mention Rosh Chodesh, so he would not have to repeat Shachris. Yud Gimel. Asar Yom Shem Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim Tov V'Chasam Behem Bebracha Shlishus Akel HaKadosh Chozel Rosh. If in the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when you're supposed to end the third blessing with HaMelech HaKadosh, if instead you said HaKel HaKadosh, you have to return to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Tov V'Chasam Bashtei Esrei Melech Yitzchak Mishpat Chozel Chil Sabracha V'Chasam Ba Melech Mishpat. If he made a mistake and he ended the 11th blessing with the words, "The King who loves righteousness and justice," which he's not supposed to end it with. So Chozel Chil Sabracha, he returns to the beginning of the blessing, V'Chasam Ba, and he ends it with HaMelech HaMishpat, the King of Justice. Mispal V'Alech HaLaseh, and then he continues to pray in order. If he didn't remember till he finished the entire prayer, he goes back to the beginning. This applies both to the individual and to the leader of the service. The Rabbit says, Yesh Mishamash in a Chozel Rosh. Some say that you do not have to go to the back, to the beginning, if you made a mistake in Akel HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Mashamah B'Gemara Lo Yotzim, when the Gemara says you don't fulfill your obligation, Lomar, it means Shlo Yotzi Dechovah's Bracha Kitakona. He didn't fulfill the blessing as it should be. Mutzara B'Gin Kriya Shema Shamru, we find the same expression by the Shema, like they said, Akari Amanche Mishma V'Amanche Maimed Lo Yotzim. If a person reads with the people of the Mishmar and the people of the Maimed, people who are standing, participating in the sacrifice, he does not fulfill his obligation. The people of the Mishmar say it early. Now, it's known that they did say it after dawn. And a person does fulfill his obligation in a difficult situation after dawn. So what do you mean he doesn't fulfill his obligation? He does. It means he doesn't fulfill his obligation as he should. The same thing over here. The Rabbit says he didn't do it best way. But he does, in fact, according to the Rabbit, fulfill his obligation. The Kesef Mishnah says that the plain language, lo yotza, means he doesn't fulfill his obligation altogether, like the Rambam says. If he made a mistake, and he didn't mention Abdullah in the blessing of Chonin Adas, he completes his prayer and he doesn't have to repeat it. Similarly, if he did not mention Al Anisim on Chanukah or Purim, Anenu betfilas tainis, or the prayer of Anenu in a fast day, in a Chozer Mispalel, he does not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Echad yochad v'echad shliach tzibur, this applies both to the individual and to the leader of the service. Niske kodem sharkas raglav, if he remembered before moving his feet back, Omer, he says, Anenu ki ata shmei tefillah, po demanzo b'chalei tzar v'tzuka, yiyu l'ratzen yimefi, v'gomer. He says, the prayer, answer us, for you hear the prayers, you redeem and save in all times of suffering, and may be your will, may my words be accepted before you, etc. Tesvav. Shachach, velo ispal mincha v'erav Shabbos, ispal arba shtayim shal Shabbos. If you forgot and you didn't say mincha on Friday afternoon, you pray the Shabbos prayer twice, Shabbos night. From beyond the same with Yom Tov. Shachach, velo ispal mincha b'Shabbos or b'Yom Tov, if on Shabbos you forgot to pray the afternoon prayer, you pray after Shabbos two evening prayers of the weekdays. You say the Abdullah in the first one, which is the one for that's Motzoi Shabbos, the Saturday night or the day or the night after Yom Tov, and you don't say Abdullah in the second one, which is the makeup. If he made Abdullah in both, or didn't make Abdullah in either one, he fulfills his obligation. If he did not make Abdullah in the first one, he made Abdullah in the second one, he has to pray a third time. By not making Abdullah in the first and making in the second, that means that he had in mind that the first one was the makeup, and he doesn't fulfill it, because he made the makeup before the obligatory one, which is the evening service. And the principle is, he must always have the service of that time first, followed by the makeup. Whoever prays two prayers, even if it's Shachris and Musaf, he's not making up, but two prayers, one that belongs after the other. You shouldn't pray one immediately after the other. You should pause between prayer and prayer, so that he can concentrate better. The person who's praying with a congregation or in a synagogue should not pray before the congregation does. And if a person enters the shul and finds the congregation praying silently, if he can begin and finish the Shemoneh Esrei before the congregation reads, or the reader of the congregation gets to the Kedusha, he should pray. If not, he should wait till the leader starts praying out loud. He should pray along with him, word by word, till the leader gets to the Kedusha. When the Kedusha Matzibur, and then he responds to Kedusha with the congregation. And he prays the rest to himself. If he started praying before the reader did, the Yishlech Tzibur Kedusha, and the reader reaches the Kedusha, Lo Yasek, he should not interrupt. He should not answer the Kedusha with them. He should not answer the Amin Yesh Mirabim Mavarach. Bubem Tetfilah, he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Vintzachlamah B'Sharabach, as it goes without saying, that he cannot respond Amin to any other blessing in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei.